Okay, so we are in the middle of the sugya, or we just started the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. So we started, right, we began the sugya in the last couple of minutes of Shir yesterday. So we read the Gemara in Chaf Aleph, right, which presents the Makor for the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. And he pointed out, well, it's clear from the Gemara that there's this Chiyuv, presumably the Araisa of Birchas HaTorah. The nature of the chiyuv, right? The nature of the Birchas HaTorah is not immediately clear. So we're going to develop at least three different mahalchim in terms of what exactly is the nature of Birchas HaTorah. So we're in the middle of approach number one, right? Which we said is the simplest understanding of the Gemara itself is that it's a Birchas HaShemach. Pointed out, this seems to be the pashtus of the pasuk itself, right? Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. Havu Godel is all about offering Shevach. And again, also diuk from the Gemara's juxtaposition, comparison between Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon. Again, Birchas HaMazon is clearly a Birchas HaShevach. So that, again, comparison and the Havamina to learn from one to the other, again, clearly points in the direction of Shevach. Now, so that was already a diuk from the Gemara itself. Now let's start with the Rishonim. Right? Who is the earliest Rishon who seems to formulate Birchas HaTorah as a Birchas HaShevach? The Ramban. Excellent. This is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, particularly in Shichras HaEsen. We'll get back to this. Right? If the Ramban is commenting in Shichras HaEsen, Noam, what's the context of Shichras HaEsen? What's Shichras HaEsen mean? The Ramban is commenting on the fact that the Rambam left it out. Right? Shachach, right? He forgot it. Right? So the Ramban, it says, lists a particular mitzvah like Birchas HaTorah and Shichras HaEsen. He's saying it's Da'oraisa. And you just know by implication is that the Rambam obviously doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. So we'll get back to the Rambam soon, but the Ramban, right, is saying, Rambam, why did you leave it out? You clearly have this mitzvah d'oraisa of Birchas HaTorah. So point number one is that it's clearly, just from where the Ramban is writing it, you clearly know that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but let's focus on the Ramban's formulations, where we will see repeatedly that the Ramban thinks it's a Birchas HaShevach. So David, would you mind? Oh, right off the bat. Right, how does he formulate the Chi of Doraisa? Lahodos, a Hoda, Sheva. Important, right? What is the Shevach about? Is the Shevach about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? How would he describe the content of the Shevach? The fact that Hashem gave us the Torah. Like, thank you for giving us the blueprint for life, right? A beautiful idea. You gave us this amazing Torah, and you let us know how we're supposed to live our life. So it's very important. Not only is it Shevach, but the Shevach is not like, oh, you gave us, thank you for giving us a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not what it is. It's thank you for giving us the Torah, which again teaches us so much about how to live our life. Yeah. So, we'll get to the breakdown of the brachos. The Ramban is not mesiaches to the nusach of brachos. Why? Because the Ramban is talking on what level? The oraisa. And the nusach of brachos, the pashas are to Rabbana. So this is a very important point. So when the Ramban is talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa, right, he's talking about, what is the mitzvah d'oraisa? The gedder, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to offer shevach. Yes, we do that through the Chachamim brought down what the Nusach HaBrachos are, and we'll get to some of the details. Some of the other Mepharshim discuss that. But the Ramban, he's just saying, Geder HaMitzvah is to offer Shabbat. Good. Continue, Yisrael David. Ukasher, I know we're going to disagree about this line, but Ukasher. So, the way I read that, and we have a little difference of opinion here, but just like there's a mitzvah up to offer shevach after you eat, i.e. Birchas HaMazon, Ken Tzaveinu Bezu, so too you have a similar bracha, similar in nature of a Birchas HaShevach, right, before you learn Torah. So not only, diuk number one is that he described the mitzvah in terms of Lahodos L'Shemo, diuk number two is that he seems to equate the nature of Birchas HaTorah with the nature of Birchas HaMazon, right, the latter of which, Birchas HaMazon, is clearly Birchas HaShevach. And Lishitaso, to thinking it's all Shevach, Ramban is going to embrace the Makor on the Gemara Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph.
What's the other way you're referencing?
So Davin, you wanna?
That it was more.
That's Doraisa.
When he kind of goes on that, but that it's Doraisa on the.
Just that it's Doraisa.
Right. I mean, in the second, especially because in the second to last line, and the klal then is Baruch Abraha Zu Min HaTorah. This whole point. He's going on. He's
the overall piece is to prove that it's Doraisa, that Shechasa Essen, but again, to me, exactly, he just finished describing.
He's drawing this comparison from the Gemara and Chaf
Exactly. Exactly. It sounds more than just, just like that's a Doraisa, this is Doraisa. Yeah. Especially coming on the heels of just describing it's all about Hodah. Presumably, the Ka'asher, right, that equation is more than just both being Doraisa, but they're both Doraisa forms of Shevach. This is what Ben is referring to. Right, so again, Lishi Tasso, I would add to the Ramban being a Birchas HaShevach person, so therefore he completely embraces the makor of Kishem HaShem HaKra Havu Gudol Elokeinu, because Havu Gudol Elokeinu is all about Shevach, and again, he also embraces both the Havaminas in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi to learn from one to the other. You could have said, once the Maskana, we rejected it, why would you put that in the Sefer Mitzvos? But for the Ramban, because he embraces this equation between Birchas HaMoza and Birchas HaTorah, they're both Shevach, so to him, let's quote that Havamina, because that Havamina to learn from one to the other really highlights that these two brachos are similar in nature. Again, just by contrast, if you were a Birchas HaMitzvah person, right? So again, you'd probably want to downplay those Havaminas and maybe say, the Maskana, we reject it completely, or that was just, it was in a smachta ba'alma, right? The Ramban Lishi tells us is embracing these equations because to him, they're both similar in nature. Okay. We reject the limud from one to the other. I mean, we reject that you can learn from Birchas HaMoza and that Birchas HaTorah is La'acharea. And that we can learn from Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMoza and that Bracha Rishona is also. That part we reject, but the part of the Havamina, that obviously the fact that you're learning from one to the next shows that these two brachos are similar in nature, that part, is retained. Lamaska. Fine. So again, Ramban's original formulation of Lahodos, the equation to Birchas HaMozon, throughout really highlights this idea. Called more haras. So one more hara I heard from my father-in-law, beautiful idea, and that is the fact that the Ramban, right, obviously the Ramban embraces the makor of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu. It's not a smachta, that's number one, it's Doraisa, and that Havu Godol Elokeinu tells us the nature of the Shevach. Points out my father-in-law that if you take the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra as a drasha gemura, so then you have to obviously account for the ratio of the pasuk, as we discussed yesterday, of that Kishem Hashem Ekra refers to Talmud Torah. Why is that Ramban Lashitaso? Because the Ramban is the one who says in the Hakdama that the Torah itself is comprised of Shmos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch. So Ramban Lashitaso to accepting this Yisod that the Torah is comprised of Shmos of Shalom Kodesh Baruch, Ramban Lashitaso is going to say, so on a pshat level, Kishem Hashem Ekra is referring to Talmud Torah, therefore Havu Godol Elokeinu is the makor d'oraisa for Birchas HaTorah. Obviously, if you didn't think that you could connect Kishem Hashem Ekra to Talmud Torah, so then you'd have to say this is some type of asmachta. But the Ramban Lashitaso to thinking, Shmos of Shem Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is what Torah is all about. So therefore, Lashitaso can understand, this is a drasha gemura, which therefore establishes a mitzvah d'oraisa according to Ramban of Birchas HaTorah. Good. The next part of the Ramban that we have to look at is the end of the Ramban. Right, so the end of the Ramban, Shalda, when you have a chance, he says, "Ve'in roi limnosa." Right, after establishing that it's Doraisa, now the Ramban has to justify, sometimes things are Doraisa, but they still don't get a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, because they're bechlal, other mitzvahs Doraisa. Right, you have that concept, right? One of the shashim of the Rambam is that just because something's Doraisa doesn't mean, right, there aren't 613 which are Doraisa. There are many more halachos than 613 which are Doraisa, but sometimes something, one Doraisa is a chelik of another one, and therefore is nichal in another mitzvah, in minyan mitzvahs. So now the Ramban is going to say, and don't think to say that what? That although Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa, but it shouldn't being shikha na'asin doesn't belong as an independent mitzvah in Taryak, because maybe it's part of what?
Part of Talmud Torah.
Oh, let's see how the Ramban rejects that possibility. Right. So again, what's the topic? Havin is maybe it's Doraisa, but it's just a chelak in Talmud Torah. He says no, because we find elsewhere that like dibur related hakdamos, you could say, right, chiyuvim that you have to, right, mida oraisa, where you have to say something before the mitzvah, right? In other cases, we find that those other dibur related mitzvos, which are hakdama to another mitzvah, are independent. So what are the other examples, right, besides for Birchas Torah being separate from Talmud Torah? What are the other examples? Mikra Bikurim, right, is a separate mitzvah from Havas Bikurim, and Sipur Yishuyas Mitzrayim being a separate mitzvah than Achilas HaPasach. So the question I have to ask now is, what exactly is the basis of counting them all separately? Right? It sounds like a good havmina. These are just akdamos. These are just pratim in the mitzvah itself. So what is the common theme to all three of these, which would justify all three of these dibur-related introductions being their own mitzvahs?
Well, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't seem like it's just a hakdama. It's very intensive itself.
Okay, good. So what makes it more than just a hakdama? What's the tzadah shavah between all three of these? Take, you know, Sipur, meet the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's see the other ones, Adir.
They all mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. They all, like, Mikra Bukhara mentioned
Birchas Torah. Birchas Torah, don't they? And again, just meaning we're trying to justify why would it be independent? The fact that it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim, what's the common theme to all three of these which would justify their independence? Givi?
They all have their own psukim telling us to do that.
Yeah, but a lot of times you have, you know, the pasuk saying this, but it's bichlal something else because it's still a chilek of that. Just because it has its own pasuk, that wouldn't justify it being independent unless... What?
All Sheva.
Okay. Meaning they're all Shevach that go way beyond just referencing what you're about to do. Let's take contrast. In contrast to the Stam Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah, what do you do? Al Matzias Lulav. Well, the only thing you do in your introduction is that you just reference the Maisa that you're about to do. The common theme to all three of these is that you put the upcoming mitzvah in a broader context. Take Birchas HaTorah. You don't just say, we're about to learn. We'll get to the Nusach later, right? You talk about and you explicate all the different elements or many of the different elements of Leaving HaTorah, right? To highlight, you're not just, right? To highlight really what you're about to do. Same thing by Mikra Bikurim. What's the highlight of Mikra Bikurim? What are you saying? Arami, Oved Avi. You're saying, you're putting the peros that you have in Eretz Yisrael in broader context of Jewish history. Right? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, clear. You don't just say, oh, I'm about to eat Karan Pesach. You say, why am I eating Karan Pesach? Because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shibud and the Gula, it's all part of that. So the common theme to all three of these mitzvos of Amira, right, is that these Amiros aren't just introductions which merely reference what you're about to do. They put the upcoming mitzvah in a broader context and totally transforms the upcoming mitzvah to broaden it out to say, oh, I'm not just learning information in the Torah. There are so many different aspects of the Torah that I now appreciate because of Birchas Torah. We'll get the details later. Right? Same thing as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Karan Pesach is not, I'm just eating meat. No, the eating of the Karan Pesach is totally representative of the Gula and the Shibud and the Gula. Same thing with Bikurim. I'm not just saying thank you for agricultural fruits. I'm saying thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael as part of the larger Jewish history. So I think, and again, it works out very nicely with Ramban, she tells us that it's all about the Shevach, the Birchas Shevach for the Ramban isn't just like, oh, it's a Birchas Mitzvah, then I'm just saying what I'm about. No, you're saying thank you for giving us the Torah and everything that the Torah represents, which, again, that's why the Ramban Lishitazo that thinks it's a Shevach, a broad Shevach, equates with these other Shvachos, which are also about broadening the upcoming Mitzvah. Yeah, so I love it.
I would have thought, until we just discussed this, I was under the impression that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I would have thought of it as an entirely independent mitzvah. So from Korban Pesach, but now we're saying it's linked. Would that be because it's Mahavada Azos Achem? And then you respond to the sign, and that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to lead into explanation for what the...
Again, a lot of the mitzvahs, a lot of the mitzvahs halayla are linked. You know, you have matzah, you know, dvarim shonim alav, you know, dvarim harbek. Again, not a psalm shir, but like there are a lot. There's a lot of linkage between.
There's linkage, but is it
again?
He's calling it
independent mitzvah, but he is saying yes, there is a tzad that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a way of framing the other mitzvos that you're doing of achilas matzah, achilas karban pesach, etc., etc. So you would have said, oh, maybe it's just a hakdama to that. Mush one, it's doing, since it's so much broader than just a mere hakdama. Yeah. Fine.
What's sukkah and tefillin being the same category?
No, sukkah, you just say.
You gotta know what you're doing. What?
You gotta know what you're doing. Okay, la but in terms of the bracha is a stam bracha, a mitzvah. Leishay basukha, you just, right, the amira that you're doing is just referencing the upcoming maisa mitzvah. That's a separate question. But as I from the perspective, I mean, we're now talking about just from the perspective of the bracha, right? All the bracha of Leishay Basukah is doing is you're referencing the upcoming Maisa Mitzvah. Right? What was the other example you gave? Tefillin. Same thing, right? Laniach. Amis is Tefillin. All you're doing in the typical Birchas Mitzvah is you're just referencing the upcoming Maisa Mitzvah. So therefore, that's a chilek, right? Even if it were to be Darais, it would be a chilek. Right, but here it's more than just a chilek of Talmud Torah, because just like the other examples, you're being meshabeach Hashem and you're reminding yourself how great the Torah is, and you're giving it the broad context. Okay, so again, first makor, right, in the Rishonim. Again, first makor for shevach is the Pashas and the Gemara Chafalov. Second makor, the first in the Rishonim, is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. After the Ramban, which other of the Sefer HaMitzvos also seems to formulate Birchas Torah in terms of Shevach? Exactly, Sefer HaChinuch. Anybody have the Sefer HaChinuch here? The Sefer HaChinuch in Tuf Lamed. So it's a little funny, as Ben, we're talking to Ben about, right? The Sefer HaChinuch always follows whose minyan mitzvahs? The Rambam. So while the Sefer HaChinuch in this context agrees with the Ramban, he doesn't give Birchas Torah its separate mitzvah, even though he thinks it deserves it, because his shita is that he follows the Rambam's count. But he's saying that, although I'm following the Rambam's count, on this particular issue, I think that Birchas HaTorah requires its own mitzvah, but because he's following the count, it's in Tuf Lamin, which happens to be in the context of Birchas HaMazon. But as we'll see, the Chinuch agrees with the Ramban that it deserves its own mitzvah. Do you have the Lashon, Ben? No. Anyone else have it? You got it? So he's starting V'chein Shar HaBrachos. Sorry, V'chol Shar HaBrachos. Okay, this is an important point. Again, we'll get to the Shevach part soon, but the Sefer HaChinuch now is explaining why you had the discrepancy, right? If both foreshadowing, right? If both Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMozen are both Shevach, so why is there a discrepancy in terms of the timing, right? You should find there should be consistency either after or before, right? So he says, what's the pshat? Why is Birchas HaMozen la'acharav? What did he just say?
Yeah, because you won't understand it until you eat the food.
When it comes to physical pleasures, that's his thought. When it comes to physical pleasures, you don't fully appreciate a physical pleasure until after you experienced it. Masha Inkin. Oh, sorry. Kiyachelah, he continues. Which is an idea from, like, you know, from a physical standpoint, you don't fully appreciate the physical hana until afterwards. Masha Inkin. Right, but Masha'inke, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, that's much more about the physical. It's more of a physical-oriented Shevach. Sorry, more of a spiritual-oriented Shevach. And therefore, we, as humans, can appreciate an upcoming spiritual opportunity even beforehand. Masha'inke, by physical pleasures. Which is an interesting chiluk. But now it's the key for the big picture. Al-Kain. Lahodos Lefanov Kodem Kriyas HaTorah. Again, the formulation is that we're mechuyev lahodos lefanav to give shevach to Hashem before learning the Torah. So it's very clear that Sefer Chinuch in line with the Ramban. Not only does he pasken like the Ramban that it's the Raisa, he also follows the Ramban in thinking that its nature is a Shevach. And then once it's Shevach and Birchas Hamazon is Shevach, he has to come on to this interesting chiluk between physical pleasure, like being Meshabach regarding physical pleasures, which is always better afterwards, and a Shevach regarding an upcoming spiritual, you know, opportunity, which you can even do before it. Where, anybody have an idea? Where do you think the Ramban, sorry, where do you think this chinuch gets this chiluk between this physical pleasure and, exactly. It seems like this is the Sefer, excellent, Ephraim. Seems like this is the Sefer Chinuch's understanding of which lines?
The
Percha
of...
Exactly. Right? Which the right when the Sefer Chinuch understands it, yeah. He's saying, what the Gemara is trying to be mafrich, right, is saying that when it comes to Shekeinana, when it comes to a physical pleasure, that's Dafka afterwards. And then the other one, Malator Shekein Chaya Olam, his Mechudish Pshat is that when it comes to something which is spiritual in nature, it's going to get you to Olam Haba, that's Dafka beforehand.
Is that why there's also the second Percha? Because if you say that, meaning is he saying that there's also a spiritual pleasure?
No, I think Va'od, and now we have a proof name. The Pirchas are Misvara, and I'm saying Va'od, I have a Raya that the Bracha Rishon is not Da'araisa.
Can you say that if what the Mechta is saying that there is a something to look forward to, a Ruchni Sechli Hanah, so then the Pircha of Mazon having Hanah may not only pertain to Mazon, or might also have
but the way that Chinuch, I think, understands Shekeinana as physical. I think that's his understanding. Shekeinana, oh, that's a physical pleasure, that's Tavka afterwards. And Shekein Chaya Olam, spiritual, you know, Olam Haba related, that's Tavka beforehand. And then Vod is just, now I have a Raya, that's just Misvara, now I have a Raya from a Mishnah, that clearly that Birchas Hamazon is only Daraisa La'ach. Yeah.
So I would have asked the Kasha on the Chinuch that what do you mean afterwards? You make a bracha on Torah beforehand you appreciate it beforehand. Don't you think that somebody who's learned it and really knows it will appreciate it much more? You know, don't you think Rabbi Willie probably appreciates it much more than the other 18-year-old sitting around him because he knows so much about Torah and he can appreciate what it is so much more? But if it's coming from the Gemara that it's Shekeinana versus Chaye Olam, if it's about Chaye Olam, it's about Olam Haba, so you're not appreciating the Olam Haba in Olam Haza. So whenever you're making the bracha, which is in Olam Haza, so it's not going to make a difference whether it's before or after the bracha. You can still appreciate that you're going to get Olam Haba this just the same. So 5 minutes before you learn, 5 minutes after you learn.
I got a little lost. I mean, it was you're trying to offer an alternative to the Sefer Chinuch?
No, meaning, I didn't. I felt like I didn't understand it. I felt like you would appreciate the Torah more after learning it. You can appreciate it before, but it wouldn't be specifically that you would. You still would appreciate it more afterwards. But if it's coming from the Gemara, if it's about Chaye Olam, you're appreciating Chaye Olam. It's not just you're appreciating the Torah itself, but you're appreciating what the Torah does for you spiritually, so that you can only really appreciate an Olam Haba. And that's not going to make a difference whether it's at any point during all of this.
Interesting. Okay, so in terms of the Shevach, we had the Gemara in Chaf Aleph, we had the Ramban, we had the Sefer Chinuch, but after the Sefer Chinuch comes the related Minchas Chinuch. Right, if you look very carefully, when the Minchas Chinuch is explaining, Birchas HaTorah, he also formulates the Do'oraisa Geder of Birchas HaTorah as all being about Shevach. He then tempers it a little bit in terms of Nusach HaBracha, which we'll get to, but anyone have the Minchas Chinuch? Alright, first he quotes the Sefer Chinuch, ba ba ba. Sefer Chinuch Skibu Harbi Rishonim, V'gam Kein Minat Torah? Yeah.
V'gam Kein Minat Torah, Lomer Lufi Tzkos HaLashon,
all right. So, what is it? Very, very important, right? This is an interesting idea. That mi da'oraisa. What's the chi of da'oraisa birchas haTorah? Exactly, right. To offer and lefit tzachos la'lashon means there's no set text mi da'oraisa. Mi da'oraisa right? You have to offer shevach about the Torah. That's the gather of the Doraisa. As you can say, the particular nusach ha-brachos, that came later. But again, it's very clear in the Minchas Chinuch that the way he characterizes, the way he captures the gather of the mitzvah Doraisa, it's all about offering Ezo Shevach on the Sinat Satorah. Again, not about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, about an overall Shevach on the Sinas HaTorah. Right, continue. Rak Chazal Tiknu.
Chazal Tiknu Nisach HaBracha V'Tiknu Shtayim U'Shalosh Brachos Chol Narek Desim. I'm Shulchan Aruch Asim Zayim Beis Yosef
B'Shon Ma'am Shulchan. Then he says, U'Mitzvah Zuh Einu Mechuyabes.
Mitzvah Zuh Einu Mechuyabes Rakim Ratzel Umod Mitzvah Zazay Allah Al-Lubarich.
I mean, there's no Chiyav from at least from the perspective of Birchas HaTorah to go learn and to make the bracha. It's like, oh, once you're learning, then you have a chiyuv to be mevarech. Fine.
A chiyuv midin
what? What?
Midin matir? Like, what is that chiyuv?
Well, midin shevach, as you tell us. That's what he thinks. He's like, once you're learning, you have this chiyuv to offer shevach beforehand. Fine, fine, fine. Yeah. V'vur shem shochan arach.
D'nashim chayav zolarech and kish.
Right, so he's using his perspective that, oh, it's a Birchas HaShevach to explain, right, the question that bothers many, why are Nashim Chayavos in Birchas HaTorah if they're not Chayavos in the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah? So Minchas Linuch, Lishi tells us, says, I can explain that. Because if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's a strong kasha. But because I think it's a Birchas HaShevach, the idea is, once you're learning, even if they're not Mechuyavos, once they decide to learn, then they have a Chayav to offer Shevach. Just like, you know, Chayav to eat, but once you eat, you're Chayav to offer Shevach through Birchas HaMazon. But then he says, fine, Achanami, because of Torah, me, Shalom, and Alphabet, and Machuyah, Mitzvah, and Varach. Oh, and he says, Achal Kopanim.
Achal Kopanim, Hanus, Hashar Kishan, before they last with their Reserve Tarpim, Achavshir, the Asher Bacharbanu, the Hu Shevach, and the Yavim, come over to Mother. Achashar Kishan, and Tosa, and Sivan, and Fule, and Mavarach.
But then according to us, they can even do that one. Oh, so it's important for the Minchas Chinuch, big picture, right? Minchas Chinuch clearly thinks that Doraisa says about Shevach. And therefore says, oh, that's why women are chayavos in this bracha, because it's all Birchas HaShevach. But then he admits, it sounds like he admits, but when the Chachamim, right, made the different brachos, in Echanami, they did make a Birchas HaMitzvah in there. They put a Birchas HaMitzvah in there. So therefore, that bracha of Asher Kedishav Tzavisvanu should be subject to the deed of Birchas HaMitzvahs. And therefore, if you generally hold that women shouldn't make a bracha on a mitzvah that I'm a chayavos, then they shouldn't make that bracha. But at least Asher Bachar Banu is a Birchas HaShevach. So here you have what, you know, Frayim, what you were asking before about, has it tied into the actual brachos? The Ramban doesn't discuss it, but the Minchas Chinuch does address it. But again, Minchas Chinuch is still in the Shevach camp because Midor Reis is about Shevach. Just interestingly, the Chachamim, even though Midor Reis is all about Shevach, and that's captured by the brach of Asher Bachar Banu, he admits that the Chachamim stooped in there, right, this additional Birchas HaMitzvah, because there isn't also a mitzvah going on. But presumably, right, overall, the dinim of Birchas HaTorah are going to follow Shevach. That's what it seems like, yeah.
I'm not sure if the Gemara would seem to imply that Shevach HaHamer is more like an add-on. Like it's not. The Gemara needs to bring a raya that you also say Shevach HaHamer was.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay? We'll get there. Yeah.
Does that follow through with Rishon that hold that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah that women don't make Birchas HaTorah?
Again, if you were to say that, then yeah, then it should.
Yeah, so meaning, it doesn't. I'm saying if you...
It should, again, meaning... Again, the kashas in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan don't really discuss it so much. It's not like the Gemara says that they make the bracha.
Like, let's say the Ram, does he say women don't have to make?
I don't think the Ram discusses it. The only kashas in the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that despite the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women generally don't say birchos ha-mitzvos for mitzvos ha-shirzman grama, he paskins that they do make the bracha by Talmud Torah. So you just have to say Pshan the Shulchan Aruch. So it must be the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that the Birchas HaMitzvah. But other Rishonim who say, who adopt the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, well, presumably, the Shittasim say the women shouldn't make this problem.
That's a big Ikhras from the Seif. Maybe that's an important thing. The women don't say Birchas HaTorah.
No, but if you, we'll get to them soon. But if the Rishonim would think it's the Birchas HaMitzvah, so then look at...
It's Pashut.
Then they'll look at the regular dinim of brichas mitzvah. It's part of that general klal. Oh, the last achron, again, who says it differently, but what's the prominent achron who also seems to formulate brichas mitzvah as a brichas shavach? Reb Chaim. So again, a slight wrinkle, but Reb Chaim has this idea, again, coming from the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch, which again, how can we paskin that nashim, that the nashim are chayavos in Birchas HaTorah, if generally, right, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that women do not make Birchas HaMitzvos by Birchas HaTorah, by mitzvos that they are not mechuyavos in. So Reb Chaim, a slight variation of the Minchas Chinuch, says that the bracha is not on the mitzvah, what is it rather on? How does he describe it? Exactly, on some versions it's on the chetzah shel Torah, right? That's the famous, you know, sprach of Reb Chaim. It's that sprach is specifically in the Griz, right? That's not on the mitzvah of Limud Torah. It's on the chetzah shel Torah. What in the world does that mean, right? Is the idea, and he says that's the pshat of Kishem Hashem Ekra. When you're engaging Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you're engaging in the chetzah shel Torah, you're mechuyav in Havu Godol Lelokev. So again, Reb Chaim doesn't explicate this. Presumably, what he's saying is that it's a Birchas HaShavach. So whenever you're engaging in Torah, Chetzah Shel Torah, right? Even if it's not the Torah's Chiyuv, but as long as you're engaging in Torah, you're now Mechuyav to offer Shevach, Havu Godol Lelokim. So while Reb Chaim doesn't exactly say the word Shevach, right, in context, he's clearly negating the option of Birchas HaMitzvah, that's for sure. And by invoking the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, it seems like he's saying this idea that when engaging with Chetzah Shel Torah, you're now mechuyav to offer a Birchas HaShevach. That seems to be the pashas of Reb Chaim. Okay? Would you say a goat also has to make a bracha?
What?
Would
you say a guy, the goat, will learn you'd also have to make a
good question. Presumably not. So again, even when we say that engaging in the Chetzah Shel Torah, that even if it's not B'Torah Schiv, but presumably there has to be a Kiyum, right? What does it mean to engage in Torah, if not the fact that that process of learning represents a Kiyum, at least, in Talmud Torah, right? A guy is not Chayiv in Talmud Torah. If anything, there might be problems with it. Presumably, Reb Chaim would not go that.
It's not Chayiv in Torah anyways. It doesn't really matter.
It's maybe Chayiv
in Yes, okay. Mishra, yeah, okay, yeah.
If you've learned in the Shalom itself, then enough.
Presumably, again, for sure, according to Shevach, presumably not. There's no, yeah. No way. Yeah. Yeah. No. Again, that would be power. Yeah. No. No way. Yeah. Okay. You don't even need a rider for that. Okay. Adkan, first mahalach of Birchas HaShevach. Next mahalach is Birchas HaMitzvah, which is, right, from a, not Lashon Gemara perspective, but just from like a, you know, simple understanding, you have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, now you have a bracha beforehand. The simple, you know, from one perspective, the simple understanding of that would be, oh, it's a birchas mitzvah. Just like almost all mitzvahs, you have to make a bracha beforehand. So too, according to Zmalach, that's the idea of birchas Torah. It just simply represents a birchas mitzvah for the upcoming mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. The question that you, right off the bat, is that what is this approach going to have to do with what? What's the slight issue with this approach? Exactly, Havu Godol Elokeinu, right? So again, either you're going to say that's an asmachta ba'alma, right? Especially, right? Either you're going to say that Havu Godol Elokeinu is just an asmachta ba'alma, or what's another possibility?
It's part of
the in terms of how you understand the pshat and Havu Godol Elokeinu. Havu Godol Elokeinu is about Shevach.
Doing the mitzvah is Kishem Hashem Ekra.
No.
Wait, what's the problem?
I mean, just according to the second mahalach, that it's a birchas mitzvah. So the question is, what are you going to do with the makor of Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godol Elokeinu, which sounds a lot like Shevach? Right? Remember, we brought even a raya to the Shevach approach from Havu Godol Elokeinu. Give Shevach to Hashem.
There's still Shevach for giving the mitzvah. So.
Oh, that's the key. So again, it's either you're going to say it's an asmachta ba'alma, or you're going to say, again, we'll get to this soon, but a certain perspective in a Birchas HaMitzvah is that you're basically offering Shevach to Hashem, not more generally, but you're offering Shevach for the mitzvah itself. So if you understand that a Birchas HaMitzvah is about offering Shevach about the upcoming mitzvah, maybe that's the pshat in Havu Godol Elokeinu. Again, it's still different than Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaShevach, like we were saying before in the Ramban, is that you're offering Shevach more generally about Nesinas HaTorah, as the Ramban says. According to this Mahalach, Birchas HaMitzvah, if it's about Shevach, it's very narrowly focused. The Shevach is narrowly focused on thank you for giving us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, nafkamina for Nashim, etc., right? You're only going to have, still, this Birchas HaMitzvah, even B'Torah Shevach, is all going to be Shayach for someone who is Mechuyav, right, presumably in the mitzvah. But again, so if you think that Birchas HaMitzvah, which we'll get to, are generally Shevach oriented, so then you can say, oh, you know, the Makor of Havukod Alokeinu is the Drasha Gemurah. If you think that Birchos HaMitzvahs are more of a Matzir, which we'll get to, and not really Shevach, so then you're really going to be forced into saying that it's an Asmachta Ba'alma. Okay. So that's just the Hakdama to the second approach, that it's a Birchos HaMitzvah. What's the earliest Makor for this idea, Meir? What's the earliest Makor that Birchos HaTorah is a Birchos HaMitzvah? Which Gemara? In the Birchos HaMitzvah. Not the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi. Right? If you see the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi, the first thing on the Marmakomos, right? The Yerushalmi in Vav, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, again, seems to clearly, right, understand that Birchos HaTorah is an example of a Birchos HaMitzvah. Mayor, would you mind reading the Yerushalmi? Oh, so what is that? What's the Yerushalmi asking for a Makor for? Exactly, we're asking about what's the makor for Birchos HaMitzvahs more generally. So according to the Yerushalmi, right, Birchos HaTorah is the makor for Birchos HaMitzvahs more generally. That extension, right, or right, that the idea of carrying over the chiyuv of, right, from Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMitzvah would only seemingly make sense if they are all examples of Birchas HaMitzvahs, right? If Birchas HaTorah was this unique Birchas HaShevach, so then it would be very difficult to say, you have to make a Birchas HaShevach HaTorah, so too you have to make a Birchas HaMitzvah on mitzvahs. There's two different natures. The fact that the Yerushalmi is willing to carry over Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMitzvahs presumably means that the Yerushalmi is adopting the second Mahalach, that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's Raya number one. Raya number two is from the Rishonim, Aladaf, Tosos. Let's look at Tosos and Yuda Aleph Amud Beis. And we're going to get back to this Tosos in the future a lot. There's a ton of different sugyas discussed in this Yerushalmi. For today, I'd just like to focus on the question of Tosfos and what the implication of that question is. So after Tosfos, right, is Mechalik between Avaraba and the regular Birchas HaTorah by saying, right, that the regular Birchas HaTorah, right, carry throughout the day, right? You see the line, David, you see, when he says, after the period, he says, Aval Birchas Asher Bachar Banu, Birchas Lasak B'Divrei Torah, Shein Iker. This is like halfway through Tosfos. Last word in line is Aval. Before that. I'll read it and then tell me when you catch up. Aval Birchas Asher Bachar Banu, Birchas Lasak B'Divrei Torah, Shein Iker, LeBirchas HaTorah, Poshos Kol Ayom. So this day, Tosfos holds that the Birchas HaTorah, which are Yuchad for Torah, those carry throughout the day. There's no problem of Hefsek. We'll get back to the details later. But now the Tosfos asks a very telling question. You see the Vin Tom right now? David, yeah, go for it. So what's Tosfos' kasha? Right, Maishna Birchas HaTorah from the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishay Basuka. Why there do we view the hefsek, right, that every single time you sit in the sukkah, you need a separate bracha? Well, here, Birchas HaTorah counts for the entire day. Before getting even to the answer, which I'm not going to deal with right now, just the question itself, that question does not make any sense unless you hold that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? Because then it's a kasha. If Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so Maishna this Birchas HaMitzvah from other Birchas HaMitzvahs, and then you need really subtle chilukim between different mitzvahs. So again, the kasha of Tosfos clearly establishes that he's holding that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore the kasha, the discrepancy between Birchas HaTorah and the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishay B'Sukkah becomes a very important question. Yeah?
So from from the kasher that he brings in sukkah, because the Hebrew Rambam said that a kol dina v'leiva yosa to make a bracha.
So, okay, that really comes from the Ramban, as we'll see. We'll get back to that. But just the fact when he says maishna misukkah shetzarach levarach, it just it's more the question and the equation and the question between the two different types of brachos. You could say that even birchos hashavach requires a distinct birchos hashavach every single time. As we'll see, the Ramban's formulation is also like that. But it's more the fact that he equates birchos haTorah with birchos hamitzvah of leishav esukah. That's really where it comes from. Oh, good. So we have the Yerushalmi, we have Tosas and Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and now we have the Kiryas Sefer b'shem the Rambam, right? So let everyone turn to the Kiryas Sefer, the Marukoma sheet, right? What kasha is the Pinchas? What kasha is the Kiryas Sefer trying to answer implicitly? Yeah. Why? Why does the Rambam omit Birchas HaTorah from the minyan hamitzvos? So the Kiryas Sefer takes a stab at trying to understand why it is that the Rambam omits Birchas HaTorah as a separate mitzvah in minyan taryag. Go for it. Right, so again, Kiryas Sefer says, of course, Birchas HaTorah is d'oraisa. I mean, don't say like others, like the Megillah, right, Megillas Esther says, oh, maybe the Rambam holds it's only d'rabanan. And maybe Kishem Hashem Ekra is just an asmachta ba'alma. Right? That's one way to justify the Rambam. The Rambam omits it because he thinks it's d'rabanan. That's one way to do it. The Kiryas Sefer says, no! Kishim Hashem Ekra is a drasha gemura, therefore it is daraisa. So now the kasha is, if it's daraisa, why isn't it a minyan taryag? So what's the answer to Kiryas Sefer? It is daraisa, but why isn't it counted separately? Because it's bechlal, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the shita of the Kiryas Sefer. So this idea that you would think that the Birchas HaTorah, even though it's d'oraisa, it's bechlal, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, what direction does that point in? Birchas HaMitzvah. Because if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so then it's a prat in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But as the Ramban notes, if it's an independent Birchas HaShevach, so then just like, right, Mikra Bikurim is unique, just like Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is unique, why wouldn't Birchas HaTorah be unique if it's a separate Shevach? So the implication is, it's not Mukhrach, but the easiest way to explain the Kiryas Sefer is the fact that he thinks it's a prat in the mitzvah is because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And once it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, then it really is a prat in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh. So the Kiryas Sefer's understanding of the Rambam, right, clearly aligns with Yerushalmi and Tosos, but we should just point out, this understanding of the Rambam is difficult for several reasons. Why is it difficult to assume that the Rambam considers Birchas HaTorah simply to be a prat in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Excellent. Kasha number one is that the Rambam puts the halachos of Birchas HaTorah in Hilchos Tefillah. In what context? Anyone look at the Rambam?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Whenever you look at a Rambam, you can't just look at the Rambam. You have to know, number one, what sefer it's in, what perek it's in, what comes before and afterwards. Yes. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah is in the context of the Birchos HaShachar, which are all Birchos HaShevach. That's noteworthy. We'll get back to that. So again, if the Rambam really felt like the Kiryas Sefer understands that it's a prat in Talmud Torah, so then where should it be found? Either in Hilchos Talmud Torah, or maybe in the Hilchos Brachos, where it discusses other Birchos HaMitzvos, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, discusses different Birchos HaMitzvos. So if the Rambam thought that this was a Birchos HaMitzvah for the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, either it should be in Hilchos Talmud Torah, or it should be in Hilchos Brachos alongside other Birchos HaMitzvos. The fact that the Rambam places it in Hilchos Tefillah, right, in the context of the in the context of the other Birchos HaShachar, which are all Birchos HaShevach, again, seems to contradict the Kiryas Sefer's understanding. There's another kasha. This is harder for you to understand because I didn't give it to you to see. But if the Rambam really felt that it was a chiluk in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so from the perspective of Sefer Mitzvahs, where do you think the Rambam should at least reference in the midst of Talmud Torah? But if you look at it, we'll get back to this later, future Marmakomos, Rambam in Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, when Rambam talks about the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, he makes no reference to Birchas Torah. And again, so if the Kiryas Sefer was correct, that the Rambam thinks it's Doraisa, but it doesn't count it separately because it's just Nichlal in the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you should also find it in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Yud Aleph, by the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, yet the Rambam doesn't make reference to that. The only place the Rambam references in the context of discussing Birchos HaShachar, the Birchos HaShavach. So again, big picture, while the Kiryas Sefer's understanding of the Rambam would be in this second Mahalach of Birchos HaMitzvah, it's a difficult pshat in the Rambam for the reasons that we gave. Now continuing on with other Mefarshim who clearly understand it as a mitzvah, as a Birchos HaMitzvah. Again, what other Rishon, which other Rishon projects Birchos HaTorah as a Birchos HaMitzvah? The Rashba, right? The Rashba in Tshuvos. Eliel, do you have it? Right, what is, right, the Rambam in the Tshuva, you have it? Right, asks, go for it. Well, so what's the kasha of the Shawel? Exactly, why isn't there a bracha la'achara? Right, so what's the answer in short? The Birchos HaMitzvah, and Birchos HaMitzvah are always over Lasiyasa. So the Rashba, and we'll see the Rashba's shittos about Hefsek, a Birchos HaTorah are going to be l'shittaso, that it's a Birchos HaMitzvah, we'll get to that later. But the Rashba here clearly assumes that Birchos HaTorah is a Birchos HaMitzvah, and therefore utilizes that yisod to justify the timing. It's dafka beforehand, just like all other Birchos HaMitzvahs, which are over Lasiyasa. So again, within the second Mahalak, the Yerushalmi, Tosvos, Kiryas Sefer, B'Shem the Rambam, and now the Rashba. One last makor for this is in the realm of the Achronim. Which of the Achronim also seems to understand it as a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore asks a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch? Who am I referring to? The Gra. Excellent. The Gra, Bira Gra, is asking a question on what's the psak of David, what's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that the Gra is bothered by? Excellent. The Shulchan Aruch, right, Paskins, right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is in Simon Mem Zion, Sif Dalin, that I'm the Harir B'Divrei Torah, Eino Tzarech Levarach. Shulchan Aruch famously Paskins, that if you're just thinking about Divrei Torah, there is no Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. So again, you're going to have to explain that. And the Bira Gra on the spot is very bothered by that. Yeah, anyone have the Lashon? It's a beautiful Lashon of the Gra. Yeah. Is of all Kol Zet Tzarech Ian?
Kol Zet Tzarech Ian, the Kan Nevarich Al HaMitzvah.
That was the key, right? The Kan Nevarich Al HaMitzvah. Here, the Birchas HaTorah is on the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'chileka.
V'chileka Mitzvah there.
Is there no Mitzvah of Talmud Torah by being Mahara and Divrei Torah? Right, the Hagisa bo yomam v'layla, and the lashon of Higayon again, he proves is all about believe. So says the Gra, since the brachas a birchas hamitzvah, so therefore the birchas haTorah as a birchas hamitzvah should apply any time you are being osik in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Gra, since hearer b'divrei Torah is a kiyum in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Memela says the Gra, there should be a Birchas HaMitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. So the Gra, again, we'll have to get back to what's the Yishuv for the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is clearly not thinking that it's a classical Birchas HaMitzvah, but the Gra, at least again, belongs on this list, right, on the list of Makoros, which clearly hold that the Geder HaBracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it should be, you know, conform to any time there's a Kiyam Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you should have a Birchas HaTorah. Fine. Adkan, the first two Mahalchim. Mahalch number one is a Birchas HaShevach. Mahalch number two is that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So you might say, right, what else could it be? Right? What is the third category of Brachos? Which doesn't seem relevant at all. Birchas HaNeved. So the Rav, yeah, others also, but the Rav developed a beautiful idea that maybe, right, maybe Birchas HaTorah is really begeder Birchas HaNeanim. What's the Sheikhus, right? And this idea of Birchas HaNeanim comes from, again, obviously the world of Bracha Rishona, right? The Gemara on Lamed Hey, this is the beginning of the sixth parak, Yetzim Mevarchim. famous line, Kol anene min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, ma'al. Right, that's where the term Birchas Hanenah comes from, that the bracha you recite before eating food is all about to be matir, right, you to be nene from min ha'olam hazeh. So the Rav says, similarly, by Torah, just like there's a physical hanav eating which requires a matir, a Birchas Hanenin, a bracha rishona, similarly, says the Rav, if you assume, there's a key if you assume that hanav from limud Torah represents a component, right, of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's a big if. We'll get to the makaros that you saw earlier, right, in this context. If you think that hanav from the limud Torah is a chilek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then you can say similarly that maybe the nature of the Birchas HaTorah is v'toras, Birchas HaNenen. You need the matir to engage in limud Torah. You need the matir to derive hanav from the mitzvah of limud Torah, because if you assume that hanav represents a chilek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then you can be open to say that's maybe the gedder of the mitzvah, the gedder of the bracha is b'toras birchas hanenet. And we'll see later on the Rav, there can be nafkamina of, again, which bracha you think it is. And again, the Rav says it's b'shem, certain mefarshim, certain rishon, we'll get back to later. But for now, right, the idea of the Rav is that if you assume that hana is a chilek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, then you can understand that the gedder of the bracha is b'toras Birchas Hanenin. So what I'd like to do right now is to look at some certain makoros which establish this yusod that Hana is a chilek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yeah, Ben.
Isn't that the Pashtus of the Gemara in Yudal from Bezuk says Hishkim Lashanus, meaning
that...
We'll get there.
The Rav develops it for that, and we'll get there. But there are going to be alternatives. There'll be an alternative understandings of that Gemara.
Also, is he saying that Lafuke is a different type of...
Yes,
bracha?
He's saying it's a... Yeah, he's trying to say it's Davka Birchas HaNenen, not a Birchas HaMitzvah.
What about a Birchas HaShevach?
Lafuke, that too. We'll get the details later.
Is he saying it's Stirik Gemaras? Like different days?
Presumably. Or it's a Masmach Lama. Just like... Yeah. And there's no option of Havugod Elokeinu being, you know, this. But yeah. Presumably, he's going to say, oh, you see from the Gemara in Yud Aleph, he's coming from the Isra Limud, right? The fact that there's an Isra Limud called him a bracha, he says that points, as exactly you're saying, points in the direction of a Birchas HaNenen v'toras matir. Yeah. Okay. So, famous, beautiful, beautiful makoros that you already saw inside, but let's just read it together, right? Both Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar and the Eglei Tal are going to develop this very important yisod that being enjoying the learning is a chelek, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's just such a beautiful, you know, read. Let's just would you mind? First Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, because he's the Rishon. Again, these are all halachic context. Rabbeinu Avraham in Ahar, it's in Nedarim, it's basically like dealing with the issue, right? Why is it that when you're no der hana from a person that you can't learn from as far? Go for it. Right, generally, we say you're allowed to mikayim a mitzvah with a chetza that you're molder hana from, because mitzvahs, love the honest. So why doesn't this carry over to that if you're molder hana from a sefer, you're molder hana from a person, then why do we say it's usher to learn from that sefer? Right, so general mitzvahs, which is a classic maisa, lulav, whatever it is, you do it because you're supposed to, not because of the anashibo. But here's the big contrast. Right? That's the key. Iker hatzivoy, right? The main, the prime, not even just a chilek, the primary mitzvah is, which is all about, right, the mitzayer, the emes, and included in that is to enjoy the process of learning and attaining that ultimate, that eternal truth. What's a raya to this? Right, that pasuk is generally associated with Talmud Torah. It says the Talmud Torah, right, learning the mitzvahs of Pekudei Hashem, right, is our mesamchid lev. Mishamachi, an ovel, right, is aser to learn Torah. Because it's part of the process. One more line. Again, the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar says the Iker Mitzvah is the enjoyment that you get from the Limud, and therefore, fundamentally, the Yisod of the Klal, I should say, of Mitzvah Slavei Hanas Ninu does not apply to the realm of Talmud Torah. Clearly, right from Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, that this Hana is not just a byproduct, but it's part and parcel, it's a chiluk of the Mitzvah itself. So Eglei Tal, in his Akdama, again, this is even more famous than Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, also develops this Yisod beautifully. Kivi, what do you mind? Poetic, midedabi bro, right? Zachar esque, right? Playing the psukim there. Right, you can see people saying this. Oh, it's even frummer, right? Even frummer to like not enjoy it, right? To dafka learn on a very superficial level that you dafka, you're doing it even though you don't enjoy it, right? That's what people are saying. He said no. Right, this is all the time, right? But if you start enjoying it, so then you start, you know, you're mixing in, you know, pleasure, and that makes it less lishma. Beautiful, right? Again, this idea that the Iker Mitzvah is to enjoy it, and through that you really internalize it, becomes, you know, literally, you know, Nivla B'damo, you know, becomes absorbed into your blood. Beautiful, mashal, obviously. That's how you become really connected to it. Then it brings a right from the Zohar, which says that, you know, the simcha of learning is, you know, builds up the Yetzer HaTov. That only makes sense if the simcha of learning is a positive contribution. Fine. So again, from the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar and the Eglei Tal, you have this beautiful idea that the Hana is a chilek in the Limud itself. 2 minutes we have left, right? Another makor which seems to be in line with Eglei Tal and the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar, but I just want to point out that it's really a little different. What's the other makor that I had you guys see, which seems similar, but it's a little different? Taz. So Taz is similar in the sense that he says that Mitzvah Slavei Hanas Ninu doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. But why is it a little different? You want to pick up on this? Yeah. What's the difference?
He says that it's like Agav the thing.
That's the key, right? The Taz doesn't say that, oh, the reason why Mitzvah Slavei Hanas Ninu doesn't apply to Talmud Torah is because, oh, the Iker Mitzvah is a, no, no. According to the Taz compares it to like a, we'll call Hanas a goof from a mitzvah. He says, just like when you molder Hana from a shofar, right? You can hear someone else blow the shofar, but you can't blow it yourself. Why? Because you might enjoy it physically when you're blowing it. No one's going to say that physically enjoying the act of blowing is part of the mitzvah shofar. No one's going to say that. The idea is, just like a mayan, you can't, right? The Gemara says, you can't go to a mayan, right? Even though mitzvah is lavei hanas ninu, you can't be tovo b'mayan, be yemos ha'chama. Because there's going to be a physical pleasure cooling off. He says that too. He says, happens to me that anytime you learn, there's going to be pleasure that comes along with it, which is inspirational from a certain standpoint, which is, oh, that for sure you can enjoy the Torah learning. That's great. And therefore, there's considered Hanas a goof there. But he never, the Taz never goes as far as the Eglei Tal and Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar to say, that's a chilek of the mitzvah. And from the perspective of the mitzvah of the Hanas, there's no difference. But from our sugya, there is a difference. Because from our perspective of our sugya, it could be, but it could be, that the only time, right, the only sad to say that the geder, that the nature of the birchas haTorah is a birchas hanenin, is if the hana is a chiluk of the mitzvah itself. If it's just a byproduct, then many mitzvahs have byproducts of hana sugya. And obviously, you don't have birchas hanenin by shofar, right? The only tzad to say this yisod, that birchas haTorah is a birchas hanenin, is if the hana is a chilek of the mitzvah itself. And that only comes out of the Rabbeinu Avraham Minahar and from the Eglei Tal. But the Taz, while he seems superficially to be in this similarly saying, there's no mitzvah lavei hanas ninu by Talmud Torah, he's coming to it more from a hana saguf perspective and not being a chilek from the mitzvah itself, and therefore the Taz wouldn't really work with this mahalach. Stop here because I'll take all questions. Yeah.